People are very open about talking about ghosts. You can be sitting around anywhere, and if you sit long enough, the topic gets around to ghosts.
That's Linda Weiss, the director of the Southwest Alabama Office of Tourism and Film. She says that fascination led to the creation of Alabama's Ghost Trail in the southwestern portion of the state. Weiss says the trail was formed as an alternative economic development program for the region.
It has really helped us in the past few years. We have to take what we have and put it together and make something interesting. And these are things that touch the imagination.
One of the ways they're doing this is by capitalizing on the growing popularity of paranormal investigations, or real-life ghost hunters. Now, when most people hear that term, the first thing that usually comes to mind is something like this.
Ray, come in, please.
I feel so funky.
Spengler, I'm with Bankman. You got slime.
That's great, Ray. Save some for me.
Actors Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and Harold Ramis carried proton packs and portable ghost traps in the 1984 comedy Ghostbusters. In reality, it sounds a lot more like this.
Y'all got a good shot on that table up there?
Just put it up.
Put it right in the middle of the room on the table.
Members of the Paranormal Investigation Society of Central Alabama are on the hunt for ghosts. It's a quiet Saturday night, and members of the group, also known as PISCA, are unpacking their gear at the courthouse in the town of St. Stephens. It's pitch dark inside, so the atmosphere is downright spooky.
Seriously, though, what's going on? If you look at it from this way, it looks kind of like the Amityville house. That's what creeps me out. Like, if you look at it this way, oh, I love it.
That's Bryant Ladson, better known as B-Lad to his colleagues at PISCA. He's helping set up a variety of cameras and detectors designed to pick up anything that might be considered paranormal. That might sound like photographing somebody walking around in a white bedsheet, but along with capturing images, the PISCA team wants to record what a ghost sounds like. Team leader Jay Johns describes the tools to detect ghostly voices, or EVPs.
All right, what an EVP session is where we have our voice recorder here, and we try to communicate with the spirits. It's called electronic voice phenomena. And usually what they do, if we can't hear them with the naked ear, you know, we could hear them through the voice recorder after we go back.
John says there's other ways to contact the spirits should they not be able to speak through the recorders.
Where you see the green light now, they can make it go to red. And then once we establish communication through that, you know, we'll ask a series of questions. We'll say, all right, for yes or no, make it blink twice.
Whether you believe in ghosts or not, it's hard to not have the hairs on the back of your neck stand up when the detectors appear to pick up something.
There we go. We're getting communication now. So, did you see that flash then?
Yes.
Okay. What this generally means is that we're having communication now.
Seeing the light jump from green to yellow made the investigators completely switch gears and focus on making contact.
All right, so we're getting some hits here. Let's go ahead and try to find out what we're dealing with. If you're here, please make your presence known. And we have two devices here. We have a voice recorder, which is the red light. If you can't manifest or if you don't have enough energy to walk up to the green light, talk to us through the red light.
After spending the night in the old courthouse gathering information, Johns sums up the investigation.
At the beginning, we had a few K2 spikes. We thought we might have had communication going on, but it seemed like it dissipated, and we heard a few knocks, and could have been the actual place selling. We don't know for sure yet.
Okay, maybe no ghosts so far. The film footage and recordings the PISCA team gathered tonight contains no video or audio evidence. Now, as you might imagine, the work at PISCA draws its fair share of skeptics, but John says that's okay.
All a skeptic is someone who hasn't had an experience yet.
John says they're investigating locations on the ghost trail to help these sites gain attention and to bring the memory of these places back to the forefront.
We're going to be in a different city at a different location each month. Basically, what we're trying to do is bring in tourism to these towns, you know, kind of like St. Stephen's here. A lot of these towns like this, I think the history got lost. Even if there's not a whole lot of paranormal activity here, at least, you know, people need to know about this place because it has a lot of history for the state of Alabama.
The hunt continues as efforts are being made to expand Alabama's ghost trail from the Tennessee border to the Gulf Coast, with hopes that the dead can draw in the living and maybe scare up some tourist dollars. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News, in St. Stephens, Alabama. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If there's something weird.